Radio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcre7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acre and Pat Bradley.
Awake on my airplane, awake on my airplane. My skin is there, my skin is there.
Welcome back to The Zone. It is 10:42. We are going to discuss a little college basketball. I don't know if this ever has been done in The Zone on May 28th, 2014.
14. Yes.
And it's still
going to be this
Wednesday.
Year till December 31st.
2014?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday all day today?
Till midnight.
Till midnight.
Really, it's pronounced Wednesday, but somewhere down the line, someone mispronounced it, and everyone just said, okay.
Hey, what happened to the hump day craze? I used to enjoy that.
Well,
hump day?
I think it kind of died out a little bit.
True or false, you rode the camel.
I didn't ride the camel.
Camel rode
We had the camel in the studio, and it let it be known that it left us behind some presents in the studio. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Engineering wasn't too happy about that one. Nope. But we had a great time.
Engineering had to clean it up?
Well, no, they just weren't happy because they take care of the studio.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I gotcha.
Like anyway, but yeah, we had a camel in studio. That's how we ended hump day. We didn't say it after that, and we still haven't. We ended
that
hump day
it.
With
well,
a camel in
you
studio.
You went out on top.
We had to.
And he made his
on
mark.
On the hump.
He made his mark.
He did. I think there's a stain.
Was it an Arkansas camel?
No, it was from the north. It was from like the Midwest.
Minnesota?
It was
Wisconsin.
It was at the Arkansas State
I'm not
Fair.
Sure we have a lot of camel ranches in Arkansas.
No, we need to.
I have seen
we...
a zebra, though, driving down the middle of the state before.
A zebra was,
driving? It was very odd. Yes.
I didn't know zebras could drive.
Only in Arkansas.
Wow, this state.
If he's 14 and got
a
hardship.
I still have a lot to learn. All right, gentlemen. College basketball teams on the rise 2014-15. This is according to Athlon Sports, so please disagree if you want to.
I disagree.
I'd like to agree with the first one on the list.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back.
Oh, go backwards? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not going to go all 12. I'm just going to go what I think you guys may be interested in.
I want to hear all 12.
Okay, fine. Number 12, Utah. Larry Krystowiak has led one of the most impressive turnarounds in the country in the last three seasons. He started in 11-12. Utah has improved to 21-12 in his third year after going 6-25 in his first. Utah has... Boy, they had some pretty good teams, I guess, in the 90s. They really had
Majerus
touched anything.
Was coaching.
Next on the list is Texas. Now, that is a team that keeps everybody scratching their heads because they have incredible talent when you think about the guys they had. Speaking of your boy, KD. I mean, he gets a lot of NBA guys
but
and doesn't
know,
translate
think,
to
I think that was
win.
The last
NCAA wins.
One and done he recruited.
Yeah.
He changed his philosophy and went back to he wants to build programs where the guys are there for three or
well,
four years.
Well, no, I don't know. There's one thing I got to say about that. If you could get – I mean, Julius Randle came out of Dallas, right? If he could have got Julius Randle, I'm thinking he probably
would Well, if he wouldn't have taken Julius Randle, he should have been fired.
Exactly right.
Well,
exactly
KD, right. You know, KD what took him to the Elite Eight that year, I think. So if you can get in the conversation of the Elite Eight, maybe a Final Four, you better take everyone you can get, even if they're leaving after
I'll
the
take,
year.
Hey, I'll take him. I'll take him right now.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't say anything bad about football, he's got job security.
That's true. They just got, in this late signing period for basketball, they just got one of the top freshman in the country, Miles Turner, big center. So Texas is one of those teams on the rise. Next is SMU. They got snubbed. Hogs played them last year. They got snubbed in the NCAA tournament. Larry Brown.
They swept UConn, the, champions.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He added an incredibly talented point guard, Emmanuel Mudwe, 6'5 point guard from Arlington. And he's going to be a one and done, most likely.
You should be able to recruit to SMU. It's in the heart of Dallas. Beautiful campus.
They got the right guy there now. They certainly do. Notre Dame is next on the list. They had some struggles last year, big time struggles last year.
Mm. 15-17 overall.
6-12 in the ACC, missed the NCAA tournament.
Welcome to the ACC. Was that their welcoming moment last year, or was it the year before? That they start playing the full slate in the ACC. In the past 2 years is when they started to play more of a full slate in the ACC, correct? Because they were Big East before then, and then the Big East dissolved. I think this might have been their either their initial year or the year after where they made their way into full ACC play, and that's one of the toughest conferences
in the
country.
East.
Yeah, they were in the Big East, and then once that dissolved, that I think this past year was their first one.
Next on the list is Nebraska. Reached its first NCAA tournament since 1998. They finished strong, 9-9 overall, but 1-5 in the Big Ten since January the 23rd. They're returning only return everybody except for one guard, and Tim Miles is ready to set the team off to a big-time rise in 2014-15. Next up is Minnesota, who we know is little Rick Pitino. I think it was just a matter of time before he gets that program in the right direction, although the facilities aren't good, and I don't know if you can convince too many guys. How can you recruit them up to Minnesota? That would be my only question for long-term success at Minnesota. I don't see a lot of teams, a lot of coaches wanting to stay there, especially since they ran Tubby out the way they did.
It's a miserable place.
It is.
In the winter. I mean, it's beautiful in the summer, but your basketball is played in the winter.
Well, my whole question is, how are you going to separate yourself? How can you separate, if you're Minnesota, how can you keep guys in state and then convince guys from the surrounding
state? This is a stepping stone for little Ricky. If he wins two more years like this one, he's gone.
Next on the list is Miami. Miami. Jim Larranaga. You familiar with him? Have you heard of him?
No.
He has got some transfers coming in from Kansas State, some transfer coming in from Texas, and they are positioning themselves. That's another campus. You would think that they could sustain some level of success at Miami in both sports, all three, even baseball. Next on the list, they have, according to Athlon Sports, is Kentucky.
I don't agree with this at all.
Explain that, Chris
Kane. I don't agree.
How are they going to be on the rise?
They're not runner-up
national champion?
Yeah, now that's whatever. If that was based off their end of the regular season, maybe. Maybe.
How many of their guys ended up declaring for the NBA?
I think only, what, two or three?
It was a shock.
They declared early.
Yeah. Harrison Twins, I thought,
they're
were
staying.
Gone.
Nope.
Willie Cauley-Stein's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, is Poitras coming back?
They
have, could be,
I think two or three left.
So they're going to rise from runner-up to national champions.
This may be.
Apparently so.
According to this.
I think that was a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine McDonald's All-Americans on the roster.
Wow.
Nine McDonald's All-Americans.
And one national title to show for it he's gotten there.
Yeah. Number four on the list is Illinois. Won six of its last nine Big Ten games, including the league tournament. That's another team where you think of the history, they got good history, the good location, they should be able to draw some players. They've never been the same since Bill Self left. And Bruce Weber replaced them. They had that run with Deron Williams and Dee Brown. Never quite got back
Man,
to that level.
Man, didn't they go close to being undefeated? Yeah, close to being undefeated back in the mid to early 2000s.
Number three, Gonzaga. It's another typical Gonzaga season.
They did slip a little last year.
Yeah, I guess they did. Early exit from the NCAA tournament. I'm just waiting for them to make a breakthrough. Elite Eight, Final Four. Georgia, number two on the list. College basketball teams on the rise. For the second consecutive season, Georgia was the team no bubble team in the SEC wanted to play. The Bulldogs went 12-7 in the league, but they lacked a non-conference resume to be a legit NCAA contender. Maybe that changes this season after getting hit with untimely early entries to the NBA draft. Mark Fox has top five scores returning, and he knows how to get those guys to play hard.
He does.
That's one thing they always do. You know Georgia's going to play hard for sure. And the top of the list, take a guess. Who do you think's tops on the list?
Well, since Arkansas beat SMU, beat Minnesota, beat Kentucky twice, if they're not the number one team.
Beat Georgia once.
Yes, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Here's what Athlon Sports has to say. Talent hasn't been the issue for Mike Anderson's teams at Arkansas.
What?
Yeah, we could disagree with that. For whatever reason, Razorbacks haven't been able to put it together an NCAA-worthy season. That may change this season as the Hogs return six of the top seven scorers, including Bobby Portis and Qualls. After struggling on the road in Anderson's first two, the Hogs started to prove they could win away from Fayetteville last season. I feel good. I don't know. I mean, you take what you want from this.
I think-